The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
And the first one on the way, and it is no good. All Centura underneath, and they've got the rebound. Gleason to Kronikowski. 8 seconds at midcourt. A bucket wins. Casey comes in. There's contact. She shoots. She scores.
Tonight, it's a Luplat Conference doubleheader from Caro as the Centura Centurions host the St. Paul Wildcats. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Woodgate tries to answer and does. Dylan Woodgate with his first bucket since the first quarter. And he's got 8 points, his second three, 39-38 Cats.
This evening, one of the conference's biggest rivalries is renewed as St. Paul and Centura gear up for next week's conference tournament. It's the Wildcats and Centurions coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Centura High School with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Centura High School. Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for the boys' portion of this Tuesday night Luplat Conference doubleheader between the Centura Centurions and the St. Paul Wildcats. In the girls' game, Centura scored the first 18 points of the game and then saw St. Paul come back, cut it to 7 early in the third, but then answered with a 15-3 run of their own, and Centura pulls away for a 53-32 win over St. Paul. 18 points for Casey Kralikowski, 14 points, 10 rebounds for Annika Gleason. For St. Paul, Maddie Fosick led the way with 12 points. Well, here in the boys' game, you've got a couple of teams that, again, have been competitive but have struggled in the win column here over the last handful of years. Both teams just 3 wins on the season, identical 3-12 records, but both teams are coming off victories. Centura shocking Gibbon last Friday night, and St. Paul 1 week ago tonight was at home and clipped Minden by 1 point, and Minden had just beaten Ravenna. So who knows? The teams are looking to make some noise tonight. And again, it is a very busy time for Centura. The flu has hit them pretty hard, and they've got 4 games coming up in the next week. Tonight, Thursday, Friday, and Monday. This is it for St. Paul until the conference tournament on Monday. So they've been hitting the JVs, they've been hitting the reserves, and they have been hit a little bit in the varsity, but Coach Dave Oman's squad should be ready to go here at home tonight. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off for St. Paul, number 1 is a 5'10 senior, Grant Jarabic. Number 10 is a 5'11 senior, Spencer Robinson. Number 21, 6'3" senior, Wyatt Stoltenberg. Number 23, 5'11 senior, Riley Schulte. And number 35, 6'3 senior, Landon Vogel. Head coach of the St. Paul Wildcats, Derek Reinch, assisted by Alex Egger and Craig Hall. 3-12 for St. Paul. For Centura, number 1 is a 5'8 sophomore, Jose Guzman. Number 5, 5'9 sophomore, Tanner Rosenquist. Number 20, 5'9 senior, Grant Myers. Number 50, 6'3 junior, Travis Holcomb. And number 55, 6'2 senior, Dylan McIntyre. The head coach is Dave Oman, assisted by Bill Brown and Thomas Yoakum. Centura also 3-12 on the season. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll be ready to get our boys' game going after this.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important to you than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown services you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. for new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
We're ready to get things underway, and you've been listening to the Newtek Seed pregame show. Newtek Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a Newtek Seed dealer near you. St. Paul from left to right, Centura from right to left along your radio dial as we are ready to put the ball in play, and we are underway. The opening tip will be controlled by Centura. St. Paul's going to come out, and it looks like play zone to start the basketball game. Rosenquist on the left wing lobs it up top to Guzman to the high post. They will be without Dawson Kasperson, a young freshman who has shot the ball well for Centura this year. They average about 42 points per ball game. As the shot for the baseline is in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Landon Vogel. He's the leading scorer for St. Paul. Riley Schultz, so in double digits, but they only average about 38 points per ball game, and will turn it over on the opening possession as a tip pass deflects off the hand of Riley Schulte. And Centura subs right away here with Jackson Noakes. Just 30 seconds into the game, doesn't seem to be anything wrong with Rosenquist, so we'll have to see what happened there. Noakes back up top. Ball fake by Guzman. Got some young sophomores in that lineup now for head coach Oman. Down to the block. They get it to Holcomb on the right elbow. Takes some time, and St. Paul comes in and strips it away with Riley Schulte. Schulte the steal into the front court. He'll go all the way to the baseline. Leave it off for a short jumper that's blocked underneath. Once, twice. The first one, the second one, and then out of bounds to Centura. Grant Myers got the first one. Travis Holcomb got the second one. And Centura is going to call a timeout 1 minute into this basketball game. Scoreless. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn pivot dealer around.
With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Centura High School. Just underway, we're a minute into the ball game, and Centura buzzed the timeout here to see what St. Paul was doing, so they'll attack it maybe a little bit differently here. Guzman over for a three, on the way, in and out for Noakes. It's no good. Offensive rebound put back up. It's no good by McInturf. Trying to grab another board is going to be Holcomb, and a foul called on St. Paul's Wyatt Stoltenberg. Centura will get another opportunity. They have had quite a few shots go up. Nothing go in on their first two possessions. Kick it into the corner to McInturf. Try to set up a screen and get a three away here for Myers. Can't find him, so it'll be the young sophomore to take the three. Noakes, no good. And another foul on St. Paul, not boxing out. Dylan McInturf will get the rebound. And the foul on Stoltenberg again, got on the wrong side of him. Two quick fouls. And Centura will throw it in again. St. Paul has to sub in. And to throw it in will be Guzman on the baseline. Out top, McInturf, 17-footer. The big fella fires it away. It's no good. And Schulte will grab the rebound here for St. Paul. Just underway in our boys' game. Scoreless in the first 90 seconds. Centura trying to man up. Schulte gets by his man. Scoop shot good. And St. Paul will have the first points of the basketball game. 2-0, 6:15 to go here in the first. Walking the ball up the floor will be Myers. Swings it off on the right wing to Guzman. Lobs it down low. Holcomb turnaround. Jepper good. Travis Holcomb ties the ball game at 2. These teams will play play-in games next Monday in the conference tournament as Vogel gets the long outlet pass into the corner for a three-pointer that's up and good by Dylan Woodgate, who checked in there after the two fouls were dinged on Wyatt Stoltenberg, and it is 5-2 in favor of St. Paul as Woodgate knocks down his first shot attempt of the ball game. Here's Noakes on the left wing. Down low, Holcomb, turnaround jumper, elevates and scores, had a little height advantage. Holcomb with back-to-back buckets. And it's 5-4. St. Paul down by one. Trying to change that up is going to be Robinson. Gives it over the left wing, Vogel. Vogel with the hard dribble, and the ball took a bad bounce and skips out of bounds on him. Turnover here for the Wildcats. That'll be number two for St. Paul. And Centurna will throw it in. Holcomb to Myers. In there with Guzman, Noakes, and McIntyre. 5-4 Centura trailing here. Trying to turn it around. A little mini left-hand hook there from Holcomb won't go. Vogel will grab his second board. And the outlet pass tipped by Myers, and out of bounds it goes. In halftime action in that big game of the Centennial Conference, Grand Island Central Catholic leading Columbus SCOTUS 23-17 boys quarters, ranked as high as number one and number three in C1. Woodgate here on the right wing tries to dump it inside, but nobody's home. It'll be a St. Paul turnover. Picked up there by Noakes. Stops the top of the key. Fires the three. It's too strong for Noakes. Offensive rebound put back up and in by Guzman. So Jose in the right place at the right time. Hits that 10-foot jumper. And the first lead of the ball game for Centura at 6-5. Three-pointer at the other end is fired up. It's no good by Spencer Robinson. Offensive rebound pulled down by Austin Helzer, who has checked in. And a foul called on Centura. Goes on Jackson Noakes, the first on the sophomore and the first on Centura. And free throws here for Helzer, along with Vogel, Schulte, Woodgate, and Robinson on the floor for head coach Derek Reich. Chance to tie it up here with the first free throw. Helzer puts it up, and it rattles in. 6-6, 4:26 to go here in the first quarter on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Caro, St. Paul, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Backyard rivalry here in the Lou Platte. Second free throw rattles out. No good. Nobody boxed out the shooter, but Helzer missed the bunny putback, and the rebound will be grabbed by Jose Guzman. Helzer wanted to get up there so quickly that the shot would not go for him. And it's back over to Centura. Noakes to the left elbow, swings it over to skip pass to Guzman. Lobs it down to the block to Holcomb. And we're going to have a reach-in foul called on St. Paul. It's on Spencer Robinson, his first and the team's third. Back in for St. Paul will be Grant Jarabic. And now here's Taylor Laver. Centura ball underneath their own hoop. Grant Myers to throw it in. Lobs it out to the sophomore Rhodes. He'll dribble it with the left hand, scoop it with the right hand. There's a blocking foul as he hits the ground. Two free throws coming up for Jackson Noakes. Foul is on Laver, who just entered the ball game. Noakes will go to the line to shoot two. And the first one is on the way and in. Team shoots 64% from the line. Noakes hasn't been there very much, though. Knocks his first one down here, and the second one coming up. And this one is up and in, so Noakes hits them both. 8-6 in favor of Centura. Noakes will check out. Tanner Rosenquist will come right back in. 4:02 to go here in the first quarter. Centura with a two-point lead. St. Paul puts it in the hands of Schulte, and Myers got caught in the crossover dribble. And the foul going to be called. Oh, well, wait a minute here. I think they called it on the wrong player, yeah. Let's see what they post. They'll try and get that on Myers, and yes, now they get it right. His first, St. Paul will inbound from midcourt, throw it into the backcourt to Landon Vogel, 6'3 senior. Is guarded there by Holcomb, so they just isolate him, and he brings it across the timeline. He's not a threat to take off with it. Hands it to Schulte. Crossover dribble again. Lost it. It goes out of bounds to Centura. Fourth St. Paul turnover here in the first quarter. One on Centura, and Centura has a two-point lead. Again, earlier tonight, Centura girls took care of St. Paul 53-32. St. Cecilia girls will get a final on their game with Central Catholic. Kearney Catholic girls were a winner tonight easily over Gibbon. Centura ball in the paint. Holcomb 10-footer hits the front of the rim. No good. And over the back will be Dylan McIntyre. That'll be his first foul, third team foul of the contest. Also tonight, Loomis beating Franklin. Cozad over Valentine. Bishop Newman beating the Columbus SCOTUS girls. St. Paul with the ball down by 2. 8-6 Centura. They set in the 2-1-2 zone. 3:15 to go here in the first quarter. Vogel left elbow back to Schulte. Open look at a 3. Fires it away. It will not go for Riley. And the rebound comes out into the hands of Myers. Myers pushes it up the floor, and the jumper good. Makes it 10-6, Centura. So St. Paul got off to a good start, but it is a 8-1 run by the Centurions. We have a little bit more scoring than St. Paul has had throughout the season. Not a lot, but lately they're starting to score the ball a little bit better. 58 against Gibbon the other night. He's a pretty good defensive team. Entry pass to Vogel is deflected out of bounds. Cats will get it underneath their own hoop. Back into the ball game for St. Paul. Robinson and Matt Hansen. For Centura, Jacob Christensen will check in, and McInturf will check out. St. Paul ball underneath their own hoop, trailing 10-6 now. 2:37 to go, first quarter. Schulte into the corner to Vogel. They've tried to post him up, but Vogel hasn't really got a whole lot done here against this zone. He'll pop out to the high post, but they're really packing it in on the leading scorer for St. Paul. Jerobic swings it over to Schulte. Into the right-hand corner, Robinson. Looking inside, just can't make that pass. Now to the free throw line. The jumper, Hansen, is up and in. Matt, a little nine-footer, knocks it down to 2. And it's 10-8. Centura by a bucket. 2:05 to go here in the first quarter. Matt Hansen with his first look. So Woodgate shot at once, scored. Hansen shot at once, scored. Might be a strategy, at least in the early going. And Centura really slows it down here. Holcomb with 4 of their 10 points. He and Vogel kind of matched up against each other. Centura manning it up. They get it down to the big fellow Holcomb. A jump hook over Vogel is good. Not much you can do about that. Nice shot by Travis Holcomb. 12-8. He's got half the points for Centura. 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Schulte dumps it to the left corner to Hansen. Right back to Schulte on the give and go. He got the big fella in the air. Holcomb steps underneath and scores. Riley Schulte with his second bucket. 12-10. Back and forth we go here in the first quarter. Faking the 3, Guzman. Back out between the circles. Grant Myers fakes, drives, off balance, 12-footer, and it goes. Second bucket for Myers, 14-10. Scoring picking up here over the last 90 seconds, and St. Paul will have it with a minute to go in the first quarter. Vogel right elbow to Hansen for 3 in a corner. It's in and out, no good. Vogel with the rebound, back up and good. Nice work by Landon Vogel in the paint. His first bucket, Centura pushes it up the floor. St. Paul's back defensively. Into the corner, open is Rosenquist. Back to Guzman, skips it over to the right elbow to Christensen. Back to Guzman for the 3, all met. Jose Guzman with the first 3 for Centura. He's got 5, and Centura has put up 17 points. So these teams scoring here in the opening quarter, more than their season average anyway. Hansen on the block to Vogel. He's doubled on the right side. His pass through is deflected, but picked up the last second. Shot no good by Robinson. Offensive rebound, Vogel, and he is fouled. He's going to get a couple of free throws. Good job by Spencer Robinson to keep that alive for St. Paul. It allows Vogel to go to the line. Guzman with his first foul. Landon 2 points, 4 boards here so far in the first quarter. 18 seconds to go in the opening stanza. And the free throw is on the way, and it's good. 3 points for Vogel. McInturf and Noakes re-enter here for Centura. 17-13. St. Paul by, or Centura by 4. St. Paul shooting the free throw with Vogel. On the way, and it's good. So Landon steps up. It's 4 in a row. Here comes Centura with Guzman. Midcourt with 15. Doesn't have to waste a whole lot of time against the St. Paul man. Gives it over to Christensen. Back up top to Guzman. 7 seconds. Lobs it to the high post to Rosenquist. Back out to Guzman. Guzman into the paint. A contested 10-footer is no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Centura, 17. St. Paul, 14. You're listening to Lou Platt Conference Boys Basketball Action on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs.
Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits. In men's college basketball tonight, Nebraska fell behind early and couldn't get it going offensively tonight. Michigan 58, Nebraska 44, the final score tonight in Ann Arbor. Here it is, St. Paul ball to start the second quarter, trailing at Centura 17-14, and as they lob into the paint to Vogel, reaching over the top to commit the foul is Travis Holcomb. His first and the 15 foul on Centura. Four on St. Paul. Turnovers, four for the Cats, one for Centura. Rebounds, eight for St. Paul, six for Centura. Three-point shooting, Centura 1-3, St. Paul 1-4. St. Paul on the inbound. Helzer will grab it. Swing it over for a three-pointer. Vogel, it is off the mark, no good. Rebound, high in the air. Robinson gives it to Schulte. Eight-footer will not go. Another offensive rebound for Robinson. Schulte for three, no. And then a foul on St. Paul. They had three chances, and McInturf will grab the loose ball for the Centurions. So St. Paul got some good looks to start the second quarter, but couldn't finish. And the foul called on Austin Helzer, his first. 6 points for Travis Holcomb, five for Guzman, four for Myers for Centura. For St. Paul, Schulte and Vogel each have four. As the three-pointer is up, and it is in, and I had my head looking down at the scorebook. I apologize for that. Centura hits the three-point bucket. We'll pick up who that was here in just a minute. 20-14. The lead now six, which is the biggest of the ball game for Centura. Down to the baseline. Vogel with a tough left-hand scoot from behind the glass. Landed with six as he hustles to the other end. 20-16, Centura. Get it into the hands of Noakes. Between the circles to Guzman. Playing catch up top. Noakes, couple of dribbles, gives it back to Guzman. Overload on the right side against this matchup. Here's a top of the key three that is no good by McInturf. And the rebound brought down by Landon Vogel. Seems like nobody's afraid to shoot the three. Even the big men have put it up on both sides. Woodgate at the top of the circle for St. Paul. Over on the left wing to Robinson. Back to Helzer. Holcomb and Vogel really leaning on each other in the paint. Schulte puts the head down, drives in, kicks it to Helzer. 12-footer on the right wing, no good. Rebound deep in the corner. Vogel is there. Throws it out top. Woodgate for three. Short that time for Dillon. Offensive rebound. Put back up Schulte. Missed another one. And it'll be brought down by Travis Holcomb. That's two possessions in a row where St. Paul had three looks. Here's a three in transition. Well off the mark for Centura that time. And Noakes. Schulte will grab his third rebound. Woodgate as they hustle into the front court. Get it into Vogel. Defense was late getting there, and then Myers knocked it away from behind. First turnover of the quarter for St. Paul. Remains 20-16, Centura. 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic leads the Columbus SCOTUS boys after three, 40-29. Noakes for three, top of the key, off the heel, no good. Vogel, seven boards now. Cleaning the glass, and he's a little winded. He walks up the floor here. St. Paul doesn't have a whole lot down in the post to help him. Back cut Robinson, a little mini hook reverse, up and in. Tough shot, but Spencer wanted to shoot it. He does. He scores his first bucket, 20-18, Centura by two. Coaches Oman and Brown discussing strategy over here on the Centura bench. As the Centurions play catch around the perimeter. And we've got a whistle away from the ball on Austin Helzer as the entry pass came down low to Vogel, and now Vogel says, thank you, I need a break, and he comes out. So with the two fouls, Wyatt Stoltenberg finally back in the game And he's going to have to get right back on Travis Holcomb. Let's see if Centura gets it to him right away. Noakes comes free off the screen. Three in the corner. He hit it and he's fouled. Woodgate trying to get over there and help things out. Made contact and a chance at a four-point play for young Jackson Noakes. 23-18. And Noakes puts it up and no good. Woodgate, who committed the foul, gets the rebound. So 23-18, Centura with the lead. It's been fairly close the whole way. Centura, who was down a couple early, got up by six. Here's a three-pointer. Drop it. Grant Heehut, his first shot of the ball game. 23-21. Back and forth we go. Four and a half to go. Second quarter here on Classic Hits. KKPR-FM, Kearney, Dan Abrong, and Bolus at the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Trying to lob it into Holcomb. They'll overshoot him and out of bounds. Second turnover of the game for Centura. And the Centurions will put Rosenquist in. Noakes out. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll look at the first half stats, review the girls' game, which Centura won 53-32 over St. Paul. Coach Kathy Mettenbrink scheduled to join us. Ball's tipped, stolen away, 2-on-2, and St. Paul gets a break as Centura throws it right back. Ball was tipped by Rosenquist. Myers grabbed it. Quick outlet back to Rosenquist, but it was way out in front of him. So St. Paul will throw it in. Centura has changed up the defense. They're putting on a little three-quarter court, 1-2-2. At the top of that is Tanner Rosenquist. They'll break it. Vogel dribbles to the baseline. Gets it to Stoltenberg. Wrap around to Woodgate. Out to Schulte. Open three. Riley hit it. 7 points now for Riley Schulte. Back-to-back threes for St. Paul, and they regain the lead. Cats 24 and Centura 23. Centura between the circles holding it. The left-hander, Tanner Rosenquist. Swing it into the corner. Checking into the game, Wyatt Gleason has kipped in. Three-pointer out there. No good by Guzman. And the rebound brought down by Stoltenberg, his first of the game. Schulte, outlet pass into the front court. Swings it into the corner to Stoltenberg. Couple of dribbles to the wing. Back to the high post. And St. Paul slows it down for a moment. Jarabic needing some help. Hands it off to Woodgate. Halftime. Kearney Catholic leads the Gibbon boys 39-20. Here, Vogel's spin move, 8-footer, up and in. And St. Paul's got themselves a run going, and a timeout will be called by Centura. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 2:59 to go in the first half. St. Paul 26, Centura 23.
Melzac Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off season, make the call to Melzac Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Melzac Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Centura High School, where it's 26-23 St. Paul. They've won on an 8-0 run to grab the lead, their biggest of the contest. And Centura, using their second timeout, will have it. Grant Myers uses up the dribble on the right wing, gives it off to Guzman. Down low, Holcomb forces the shot, no good, and then we've got an over-the-back foul called on Centura. Wyatt Stoltenberg had the rebound, and Tanner Rosenquist had him hooked up pretty good. First foul on Tanner. Just the sixth team foul. So no free throws yet. 2:43 remaining here in the first half. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Nebraska men fall tonight to Michigan, 58-44. Schulte to Robinson to the corner. To Helzer, who's back in. Lob it into Vogel. Strong move to the left baseline, and he will drive it up and draw the foul as he hits the deck. Centura had about four defenders in there, and the foul will be on McInturf, his second. At the line, Landon Vogel, 2 for 2. 8 points, 7 rebounds. Big first half here for the 6'3 senior. And the first of the two free throws is on the way. Too strong. He's a little more tired than he was the first time he was up there. Been working hard. Second free throw coming up. Still 2.5 to go in quarter number two. Free throw on the way. No good. Strong as well. Grant Myers will grab the loose rebound. Uncontested. He'll bring it into the front court where Helzer will pick him up. Over to Noakes. Jackson, left-hand dribble inside the arc, then comes back out to McInturf. They'll reset it with Jose Guzman. Over to Myers in the right wing. Holcomb working it down to the block. Here's a three on the way. Noakes, it's no good that time. McInturf can't get the rebound. It ends up in the hands of Vogel. And St. Paul, another chance to extend their lead. Centura stuck on 23. Helzer, left corner. Back out between the circles. Schulte, quick reverse to the right corner. Robinson, guarded there by McInturf. Centura stays in the zone. Schulte, great pass back door. The layup won't go for Stoltenberg. And the rebound brought down by Holcomb. A break for Centura. Quickly up the court to Noakes. He'll go back over to Guzman. High post to McInturf. Wheels, nothing down low. Slips it back out to Guzman. Lob it into the big fellow Holcomb. Left hand. Nice move. In and out. Won't go. Rebound to Stoltenberg. So both teams missing a little three-footer on their last possession. 1:20 to go in the half. 26-23, St. Paul on an 8-0 run. Schulte, one dribble, kicks it into the corner. Helzer, everybody looking at the three but not firing right now. St. Paul has hit their last two. Schulte fakes the three, drives the right baseline, squares up and scores off the window. Riley now with nine. It's 28-23. A five-point lead for the Cats. Inside Holcomb, the trailer goes with a high right-hand hook. It's no good. What was falling in the first is not falling in the second. And St. Paul has it tipped away from behind. Up ahead to Noakes. Schulte blocks it from behind, but they'll call him for a foul. Riley Schulte, his first. And Jackson Noakes will go to the line. He's 2 of 3. 5 points for the sophomore. But it's a 10-0 run by St. Paul, and Centura's been on 23 for nearly 4 minutes. And that'll change here as Noakes puts the free throw up and in. Checking in for Guzman will be Christensen. 44 seconds remaining in the half. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Noakes hits them both. 28-25, St. Paul, 45 seconds to go here in the half. Robinson brings it into the front court. Centura extends their zone way out there. Skip pass almost over Helzer's head. One-hand grab gets it into the corner to Matt Hansen. Back to Helzer, 30 seconds. I think St. Paul probably wise to hold for the last shot. Right elbow Vogel. Back over to Helzer at the left elbow, and then they'll kick it out again. Robinson holds it between the circles, 15 seconds to go. Centura stays in the zone. Noakes comes out on Robinson, 8 seconds. The ball got knocked away. He dribbled it off his leg. Myers comes up with a loose basketball. Outlet pass to Noakes, a three at the horn. Almost banked it in, and that's the end of the first half of play. And St. Paul, who trailed most of the half, gets a nice run here over the last 4 minutes to take the lead at the break. It is St. Paul 28 and Centura 25 here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Stay with us.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl.
This is Lenny from Legal. You can't use the name of the game.
I said Super Bowl. You know, put soup in a bowl.
I don't understand.
During the game that shall not be named, Fanatics is serving a soup and chili buffet plus their full menu.
That sounds like a fun place to watch the Super Bowl. Oh, my bad.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl. Fanatics, north of the railroad track, Central Avenue, Kearney.
And welcome back to Centura High School. A big thank you to Nate Weaver, Athletic Director, and the many fine sponsors that are allowing us to bring you high school basketball tonight. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. At the half, the St. Paul boys with a 28-25 victory over the Centura boys in a little bit of a back-and-forth ball game. In the girls' game tonight, it was a quick start for Centura. They jumped out to an 18-0 lead, only to see St. Paul fight back. They cut it to 7 early in the third. Centura answered on a 15-3 run and closed it out 53-32 to go to 11-6 on the season. We're joined now by head coach Kathy Mettenbrink. And, Coach, rivalry games aren't supposed to start 18-0 unless you're on the 18 side.
Well, that was nice. Yeah, we got off to a good start. Did a good job executing against their man defense. And, you know, I thought defensively we did a real good job for four quarters. We did a good. Our bigs did a good job of keeping the ball out of the their big girls, the CSAC twins. And we gave up a couple threes to Fawcett, you know, let her open a couple times. But overall, I thought we did a great job of the defense, and we did a good job overall controlling the boards. You know?
Yeah, took care of the rebounds tonight. Of course, early on, there weren't a lot of boards to be had because you forced so many St. Paul turnovers, and those weren't, I guess, the normal, what I'm used to seeing Centura do. You forced it in the half-court set. Didn't have a lot of transition buckets. You guys actually shot the ball, for the most part, pretty well tonight.
Yeah, we did shoot the ball. You know, we got the ball inside and to Gleason a few times, and, you know, she did a nice job in there, and we hit a couple threes, which kind of opened up things a little bit. But, you know, some quick hits. We executed very well for layups, so it was a nice win.
Talking with Centura coach Kathy Mettenbrink after the 53-32 win tonight, led tonight by Casey Krolikowski with 18 points. I had Annika with 14 points and 10 rebounds. Coach, we're getting into that money time of the season here. You're getting ready for conference tournament. You're going in as the second seed. How do you feel your team's playing right now?
Well, you know, the second half of the since December holiday tournament, we've consistently got a little bit better. You know, we kind of struggled early and lost a couple games early on situations we led, and then didn't take care of the situation at the last minute of the game. And, you know, I think we've grown from that. And, you know, I think the thing that's, you know, kids are playing hard, which, you know, I don't know if we were playing that hard at the beginning of the year, and we weren't real consistent, you know. So, and I think that's an area that we've really improved on.
And this is the majority of the team from last year that you had with such an outstanding record at 17-8 or something like that, if I remember right. Did they take for granted that they were going to be able to come out of the gate fast, or what turned it around for you?
You know, we lost to Adams Central and we lost to Central City, and both of them are great basketball teams. You know, they got good guards, and like I said, you know, we led Adams Central too with a minute left and missed a layup or traveled on a layup, and Central City, you know, we challenged their great shooter to see if she could knock a three down to tie it. And of course, she got that job done.
Well, and those are a couple of teams that have really taken a step forward this year.
Yeah, you know, and if you lose games and learn from it, you know, it's all right. But if you don't, you know, get better from it. And I think we did get better from those games. And like I said, you know, I think defensively, you know, we're just playing very consistent right now. And doing a nice job on that.
Kathy, you guys have always done a really good job of stirring your opponents up. You've had a variety of schools from Gothenburg to Lakeview. You've got Fullerton now on the schedule. You played Aurora, as you mentioned, Central City. But Fullerton's next, and they're second and third in the rankings today in D1. What do you know about them?
Well, I went and watched them Saturday. They got a nice ball team. Don't have their bench isn't real strong. They don't sub any. They play five kids the whole game. Got some size. Pretty quick, so you know it's going to be we match up well with them. So, you know, I think anytime you match up with the team, that's huge in basketball. You know, sometimes you don't match up, that causes you problems defensively. So, you know, it'll be a tough challenge for us.
Conference tournament starts next week. You could see a rematch with Adams Central in the semifinals if you get by that. Most people believe Kearney Catholic will be in the finals, and they haven't had a lot of close games, but you've done the best job defensively on them, even though it was early in the season. What's the mindset going into next week?
Well, you know, we got to take one game at a time. We haven't seen Loop City yet, so You know, we have to get ready for them and then see what happens with Adams Central and St. Paul. So I guess we'll take one game at a time and see what happens.
It's a veteran coach for you right there, folks. Well, Katha, good luck this week in your two games against Fullerton and, of course, at Ravenna, which is always a nice little rivalry game as well. And then we'll see you next week in the conference tournament.
Okay. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Kath. Kathy Mettenbrink, head coach of the Centurions. They win it tonight 53-32. Halftime of the boys' game, 28-25 in favor of St. Paul. We'll look at the numbers next.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look now at the first half numbers. First off for Centura. They were held to just 8 points there in the second quarter. Jose Guzman, and again, I apologize, I missed a three-pointer, so we've got 3 points short here for somebody. Guzman, 5 points, two rebounds. Jackson Noakes, I have for 7 points. Grant Myers, 4 points, two rebounds and a block. Travis Holcomb, 6 points and a rebound, or a block and three rebounds. Dylan McIntyre has three rebounds. At the half, Centura 25 points, 10 rebounds. They are 3 of 10 in the first half from three-point land, 2 blocks, and 3 turnovers. For St. Paul, Grant Jarabic, a 3-point bucket. Austin Helzer, 1.2 rebounds. Spencer Robinson, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Matt Hansen, 2 points and a rebound. Wyatt Stoltenberg, 3 boards. Riley Schulte, 9 points, 5 rebounds. Dylan Woodgate hit a 3-pointer. And Landon Vogel, 8 points, 8 rebounds. 28 points, 22 rebounds. 3 out of 6 at the free throw line. 3 of 9 from 3-point land and 8 turnovers at the half. St. Paul, 28. Centura, 25. This has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. The second half is next.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
From the Central Conference Tournament, 2-point game going on between Northwest and Aurora Girls. Some other scores for you. Central Catholic, let's double-check that. We'll get our producer, Caleb, on it. Hastings St. Cecilia should have beaten Central Catholic tonight, but we do not have a final on that game as of yet in girls action. Silver Lake beat Wilcox Hildreth tonight. Regular season action, 47-34. And the Central Catholic boys were ahead of Columbus SCOTUS. That game should be nearing a final. Centura will get the ball to start the third quarter. They trail 28-25. St. Paul's going to come out, and it looks like maybe a little box and one with Grant Jarabic covering Grant Myers. Bounce pass, trying to get it to Holcomb, but sneaking in, Spencer Robinson makes the steal. That's just the fourth Centura turnover. Schulte into the front court, back to Robinson on the right wing. Into the corner they'll go to Stoltenberg, who had some early foul trouble, had to set over 8 minutes with 2 quick fouls. Vogel back out between the circles, Schulte, 28-25. Here's a 3-pointer, Robinson. It is no good, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Centura. And Robinson, I think, collided with a fan over there, came down awkwardly, off the floor after shooting that three-pointer. And it ends up going out of bounds off St. Paul. So Centura will have it. Here's a three by Noakes to start it. It is no good, though, and Vogel will grab his ninth rebound to Schulte. Both teams a little guarded here on the first two possessions of the second half. And North St. Paul going to hold the ball here. St. Cecilia girls beat Central Catholic 71-43, the final score there. So Central Catholic in the conference.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
All right, sorry for the internet problem there. We are back. As we left you, Travis Holcomb missed a pair of free throws, but then a turnover led to a Grant Myers layup. Now Vogel attacks the left elbow, missed it on the follow-through to get a rebound. He fouls McInturf. So a little change here in the momentum back over to Centura, although we only have 2 points scored in the first two-plus minutes of the third quarter. 28-27, St. Paul leads it by one. Their biggest lead, 5. Centura's biggest lead was 6. Into the game for Centura, Jaden Myers. To Guzman between the circles, back to Myers in the right wing. A lot of sophomores on this roster. To McInturf, free throw line jumper, no good. Holcomb trying to grab the rebound. He's going to get called for an offensive foul for elbowing Landon Vogel right in the chin. That's one of those in college, they'd go to the monitor to see if it was a flagrant. He just had guys hanging on him. And Holcomb was just trying to get some space to take the shot up. And Dave Owen talking to our official says, I got to call that. Second on Holcomb. So St. Paul will bring it to the front court. Owen saying he's got to have a little room to come down the ball. Nice drive, Schulte inside the shot up and in. Three-point play possibility for Wyatt Stoltenberg. His first bucket of the game. Gets the defender hanging on him, and it's back-to-back fouls on Holcomb, who now has 3, and now it does become a little bit of a problem for Centura. Holcomb, the only real big man they have. McInturf 6'2", but they kind of run him everywhere. Not a huge or not as much an offensive threat as Holcomb. Free throw is up, and it is in for Wyatt Stoltenberg to complete the three-point play. 31-27. And here comes Dylan Woodgate in for St. Paul. Also checking in, Austin Helzer. Vogel, Schulte, and Robinson remain in. For Centura, Myers will bring it up. Wyatt Gleason is checked in. Myers drives. He will throw up a wild shot and get a foul right back at him. I think that's kind of an even it out call. Helzer, his third foul. So for Centura, you have got Holcomb on the bench. McInturf is in there. Myers at the line to shoot 2. Wyatt Gleason, along with Jaden Myers and Jose Guzman, and the first free throw by Myers is up, and it's good. Now St. Paul will bring Grant Jarabic right back in. Helzer with the 3 fouls will check out. Second free throw now for Myers. And Grant will put it up and in. So Myers hits them both. He's got all 4 points here in the quarter, 31-29. St. Paul by 2. Walking the ball up the floor, Spencer Robinson into the corner, Woodgate. Hits the cutter, Schulte. He's a little bit deep, so he has to back up, take a contested shot, no good. Rebound got tipped to him. They'll kick it back out. Vogel for 3, and he got it. Landon Vogel fires up the 3 on a second chance opportunity, and it's 34-29. St. Paul by 5. Myers for 3. He'll answer right back. And Grant Myers starting to warm up for Centura. 7 1/4, 34-32. The teams exchanging the three ball. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Throwing down the baseline, in and out of the hands of Grant Jarabic. Last touch by the Centurions. Here's Matt Hansen in. Spencer Robinson out for Coach Derek Reins, trying to keep him fresh. This is Lou Platt Conference Basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Elba, and Caro. Inbounds pass comes to St. Paul all the way up top to Jarabic. With a right-hand dribble, finds Woodgate. Lobs it back door. Schulte has to throw it back out to Vogel as he's doubled. McInturf all the way out at the three-point line on Vogel. Skip pass nearly picked off. Now they go to Schulte. Riley for three. Comes up short. No good. Rebound. Vogel back up. Won't go. Tip try. Will. Matt Hansen. Multiple opportunities here for St. Paul, winning the battle of the boards in a big, big way. And they're up 36-32. Guzman, left wing. Not a lot of shooters out there right now for Centura, so it's up to Myers. He's doubled. Over to Jaden from Grant. Grant the senior, Jaden the sophomore to Guzman. Top of the circle, fires the three. It's down and out. No good. Offensive rebound. Grant Myers blocked in there by Vogel. Out of bounds to St. Paul. So some good action at both sides of the court as Woodgate is out and Stoltenberg is in. And in for St. Paul, Tyler Howard for the first time. Schulte, Vogel, and Hansen remain on the floor. 36-32 with Stoltenberg and Howard, who just checked in, and St. Paul dropped the ball. Out of bounds it goes. 10th turnover of the game of the Cats. I only have Centura for four. 36-32 St. Paul in this Lou Platt Conference rivalry. There's some good ones that you look forward to every year, no matter the record, and this is one of them. There have been some bloodbaths in this one and some tight games. Myers forces a shot, no good. Rebound, Landon Vogel. That's number 11. He'll give it to Howard to Schulte in the front court against the zone. Into the corner, Hansen. Quick three. Matt trains it. Matt Hansen with seven in the ball game. And it's 39-32, the largest lead of the night for St. Paul. Matt Hansen doesn't even average 2 points a game, so this is one of his all-time efforts. Centura trying to find some points, but without Holcomb out there, it's tough. Nearly stolen away. Here's a three. Guzman will not go. Offensive rebound will not go. The second time, Vogel gets the rebound off the Rosenquist miss. Schulte, they've got numbers in the front court. Driving Robinson back to Schulte. Pull up three. It's good. The lead is 10. And timeout, Centura. St. Paul has put together an 8-0 run with 2:16 to go in the third quarter of play. It is St. Paul 42, Centura 32. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Centura basketball, Tanner Rosenquist gets two offensive rebounds, and then he's fouled as we come back to action here. 42-32, St. Paul by 10. The foul will be on the Cats' Riley Schulte, his second. Fourth foul of the half. And Centura to throw it in with Grant Myers. He'll lob it up top Rosenquist, but Grant's the only player to score here in the second half for Centura. As they try to double him and a reach-in foul called on Matt Hansen. his first. And in for St. Paul, Dylan Woodgate, Spencer Robinson, Hanson and Schulte are going to get a breather, and Jackson Noakes in for Rosenquist for Centura. Centura actually the higher scoring team. St. Paul already above their season average. 42 points, a minute 50 to go in the third. Centura needs to find some offense. Over to Noakes, off a couple of picks, well covered is Grant Myers. Pull-up jumper, Guzman, free throw line, got it to go. 7 points for Jose. And that'll snap the 8-0 run by the Cats. 42-34, St. Paul. Minute 35 to go in the third here on Classic Hits. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Woodgate into the corner to Stoltenberg. Takes one dribble down the baseline, cut off. And a timeout will be called here by St. Paul. It's a full-length timeout, their first of the game. 1:23 to go in the third quarter, 42-34, St. Paul. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn pivot dealer around.
Out of the St. Paul timeout, the Wildcats will throw it up top and open looking at three. Spencer Robinson hits his first three, and St. Paul has hit four trifectas here in the third quarter of play, and they've cashed it into an 11-point lead, 45-34. Noakes over to Guzman, lobs it down low. They finally got Holcomb back in the game. He'll put it up underneath Fogle. No good, really battling for that. Almost his fourth foul. It's loose on the floor. St. Paul will grab it and call timeout. Stoltenberg got the board. And to save the position, St. Paul will call the timeout. They're going to use another full-length timeout here, I guess. So 57 seconds to go in the third quarter. 45-34. St. Paul leads Centura on Classic Hits.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important to you than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown services you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
Blue Platte Conference tournament gets underway Monday on the boys' side. It'll be St. Paul at Gibbon at 7. Centura's at Arcadia Loop City at 8. Those are Monday. If Centura wins, they go to Adams Central Tuesday at 8. If St. Paul wins, they head to Wood River Tuesday at 7. The other quarterfinals on Tuesday, Kearney Catholic at Ravenna, 7 o'clock. Donovan Trumbull at Ord at 8 o'clock. We'll give you more about that a little bit later on the girls' side. Right now, we are back to action out of the timeout. And it'll belong to St. Paul, leading by 11, under a minute to go, 45-34. Robinson dribbling, gives it off to Schulte. Little matchup, man-to-man, and Schulte lost the ball. Grant Meyer steals it away, has to wait for help to McInturf. Over to Guzman, lobs it into Holcomb, back out to Guzman. They have Vogel on the bench right now, so Holcomb should have a little man advantage. Guarded down low there by Stoltenberg. Over to Guzman. Now they get it down to him on the block right side. Short turnaround jumper up and in. Travis Holcomb finally able to get back into scorebook for the first time since the first quarter. 45-36 St. Paul, 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Schulte guarded by Myers, the man-to-man. Gives it off to Woodgate. Left side of the key, tries the bounce pass up top. It's stolen away. Centura a chance to throw one in. A 19-footer at the buzzer comes up short. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. So Centura has some work to do here on their home court heading into the fourth. St. Paul 45, Centura 36. You're listening to Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us as we head to the fourth quarter of play. And it's 45-36 in favor of St. Paul. And St. Paul gets the ball to start the fourth quarter. Schulte puts his head down, drives in, shots no good, gets the rebound, kicks it out to Vogel for a three, and he hits it. Landon Vogel's second three. He's got 14 points, and the long-range shot has given St. Paul this advantage in the second half. Myers tries to answer right corner. Grant hit the side of the board. No good. Schulte will get the rebound. Centura has got to be careful not to get desperate. Schulte coast to coast, cut off by Myers, and they're going to have to call him for the reach. Second on Grant. St. Paul here in the second half is 5 out of 8 from three-point land. 8 out of 17 for the game. 1 for 5 for Centura, 4 for 15, and that's a big difference. 11 points for Grant Myers, 8 for Travis Holcomb leads the way. Only 4 players have scored. Stoltenberg short arms the layup. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Jackson Noakes. Noakes will bring it up. Thought about the three. Instead comes inside and kicks it off to McInturf, and it's right back outside to Grant Myers. Myers trying to lose his defender, Hansen. Over to Guzman into Holcomb, makes the power move, jump hook over Vogel, no good. That's the 13th rebound unofficially for Landon Vogel. He has 14 points and Schulte has 12 to lead the way for St. Paul. St. Paul looking for back-to-back wins for the first time this year. Here's Hansen for three. That one came up short. Rebound grabbed by Holcomb. Number 5 for Travis. 48-36 the score. 6.5 to go in the game. Noakes with it on the left wing. Between the circles to Guzman. Grant Myers has just been run all over. He's tired. Still trying to get him open. But they've got to look elsewhere. He's well covered. To Noakes. Now they get Grant Myers way up top. Long three, but he got it. And a timeout going to be called. And according to my book, that leaves Centura with one timeout remaining. Grant Myers hitting the three-point bucket. He now has 14 in the game. So your score, 48-39, St. Paul. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
DIC.
Out of the timeout, Centura is putting on full court pressure. Grant Jaropik will take the inbounds pass. His lob deflected. He got it back. Myers on him. Dribbles again. 10-second count is on to Schulte. He'll hustle it across the timeline. 3-on-3. Bounce pass got through the hands of Wyatt Stoltenberg. He was already going up for the layup, and the ball slipped through his hands. 13th turnover of the game for St. Paul. I still only have Centura for 4. That's not been their problem. 48-39, St. Paul. Jackson Noakes is square up. Had an open look. Didn't take the 3 to Guzman. Over to Grant Myers. Guarded up top by Jarabic in the box and 1. Lob it down to Holcomb. Triple team. Back out Guzman over to Noakes. Open 3. It's good. Jackson Noakes hits another 3-pointer, and Centura not giving up yet. 48-42. Plenty of time left. St. Paul by 6. 5:20 to go in our basketball game. Up top, Jarabic. Over to Stoltenberg, or over to a Woodgate. Now Vogel for 3, and he hits it. And Dave Oman can only drop his head. Why is the 6'3 senior out there stroking threes? Well, because he can make them. Those are his only buckets here of the half. And Centura drops the ball at the other end. It's picked up by Stoltenberg. 51-42. Schulte drives. He'll go through defenders. No good. We got a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Centura. On the Holcomb rebound, we've got a final score from Cope Gymnasium. The Kearney Catholic boys, a winner tonight over Gibbon, 65-42. Nebraska lost tonight at Michigan, 58-44. Here's Grant Myers. Can't get the 3 away out to Guzman. Swing it over to Noakes, down to the block, left side, turnaround jumper, and Vogel blocks the shot of Holcomb. Great job by Landon. Holcomb slaps his hands, thought he made a pretty good move. 51-42, St. Paul. Schulte still pushing the pace. Picks the dribble up on the right side of the key. Knocked away. Steal is made by Grant Myers. Myers up the floor. 5-on-4. Swings it over to Noakes. But they don't attack the hoop. Boy, nobody was on Holcomb, and they never even looked in there because Vogel was trying to get up off the floor at the other end. He was wide open. Here's a 3-pointer. Noakes, it's in. Who needs 2 when you can hit 3? Jackson has given them 3 straight threes as a team. 51-45, nearly stolen away in a backcourt, but out of bounds. St. Paul has timeouts to use. We saw this earlier this year against Wood River. They had a nice run, and it got away from them in the last 2 minutes. They've shown so many times that they can be competitive, but they haven't really put 4 solid quarters together. It's been a long time since they won back-to-back games, 2 seasons, and they've got a chance here, but the lead down to 6. It was 12, 51-45. Schulte gets through the traffic. 4-on-2. Schulte to the baseline. Hanson from 12. It's too strong. And McInturf will grab his 5th rebound. 3:40 to go into the front court. 3 threes are all we have. How about a 4th one? It's good, Noakes. Jackson Noakes hits it. Timeout, St. Paul. So St. Paul was hitting the trays in the 3rd. Centura has hit him here to start the 4th. 3 of them from the sophomore Jackson Noakes. 3:35, a ton of time to go. St. Paul 51, Centura 48. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Officials telling both coaches apparently that they looks like we had one wrong in the book. St. Paul has 1 timeout. Centura has 2. The only points of this quarter, pointers. Vogel has hit 2 for St. Paul, 4 for Centura. St. Paul breaks the press and Vogel hits a layup. on the assist from Wyatt Stoltenberg. All 8 points in the quarter are from Landon Vogel. 53-48 St. Paul. Myers a deep three. Hits the front of the rim. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Vogel. And again, all kinds of time. Team's playing like there's a minute left. Outlet pass 2-on-1. Stoltenberg layup. Good. Blocking foul. Chance for a three-point play. And it could be six straight or five straight here for St. Paul in about 20 seconds. So Centura got it down to three, and now a chance to be down eight. Blocking foul called on Jackson Noakes, his second. And they easily broke the press both times. Wyatt Stoltenberg for his second three-point play of the game, but it's too strong. Rebound comes down to Grant Myers. 3 minutes to go, 55-48 St. Paul. A long three, Noakes. Four in a row! Jackson Noakes. 4 for 4 in the fourth quarter, 55-51. And up the floor, Schulte ran into the defender, lost the ball out of bounds. And again, you just got to settle down. That's what Coach Reich is telling his kids, settle down. There is a ton of game left. You've got the lead. Centura will have it again. 5 threes in the fourth quarter for the Centurions. Nothing else. They lob it down to the big fella Holcomb. Out to Noakes, top of the key, Guzman for three, got it! 6 threes in the fourth quarter. A one-point game, 55-54. Schulte trying to do it all by himself, breaks the press. Stoltenberg didn't take it. They had the numbers. Back out to Vogel. And St. Paul's 12-point lead is down to one and a reach-in foul. Guzman went for the steal. That's only the fourth team, fifth team foul. Team fouls are even at five apiece. A jump ball would go to St. Paul. 2:18 remaining. As we've said, these rivalry games, no lead is safe. St. Paul has Jurabic, Schulte, Vogel, along with Robinson and Stoltenberg on the floor. Schulte wrap around to Stoltenberg, couldn't handle it. It goes off his leg. Oh, out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touch by Centura. St. Paul will get a break here underneath their own hoop. Schulte to throw it in. St. Paul has had a couple of looks here. He'll lob it up top to Jurabic. Over to Vogel. A three from Vogel. No good. And the rebound brought down by Guzman. He'd hit a couple, but now we come to Noakes, who hits a three. He didn't even wait. He just grabbed it, shot it. And that's five in a row from the sophomore Jackson Noakes. He'll never do better than that in his high school career. And Centura has the lead, 57-55. St. Paul falls down and has to call their final timeout. Oh, it is unraveled here for the Cats at Centura. St. Paul's final timeout is a 30 with 1:49 remaining in the ball game. St. Paul trails for the first time all half. 57-55 here on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Centura has scored 21 points on the fourth quarter on 7 3-pointers. Just 10 points for St. Paul. 57-55 Centura, St. Paul ball, but they're out of timeouts according to our book with 1:49 to go, almost an over and back here. Grabbed by Stoltenberg. It was a dangerous inbounds pass at midcourt. Vogel now dribbling out on Holcomb against the man-to-man. He'll go to Jurabic. Schulte on the left side. They try to get it into Vogel. They throw it behind him and turn it over. And an outlet pass into the front court. Myers goes in. Layup good. It's a four-point game. Grant Myers makes it 59-55. Schulte into the front court. Into the paint. Forces the scoop shot. Got bailed out with a foul. He'll get two free throws. And it's going to go on. Mr. Holcomb, his fourth. Schulte, it's been a track meet for him. His first free throw attempt of the ball game. 12 points, 9 boards. Riley puts the front end up of this two-shotter and got it. 59-56 Centura. Don't forget the new S Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show when we're done. Final stats, score updates, coaches' interviews. Stay with us. Schulte's second free throw is good, and it's a two-point game again. And Centura is going to use one of their remaining timeouts to discuss strategy here. So with 1:21 to go in the ball game, Centura has the ball and a 59-57 lead over St. Paul. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Boys scores tonight for the Central Conference. Aurora beat Central City 60-44. Creed over Lakeview 54-32. Elsewhere, Southern Valley beat Bertrand 62-46. Gothenburg over Valentine. Loomis beat Franklin 63-40. Seward boys beat Holdridge tonight 61-44. And here we have 1:21 to go in our rivalry series. It is Centura 59, St. Paul 57. 1:21 to go in the game. Centura ball facing full court pressure. Holcomb looking to get it in. Finds Guzman. Guzman dribbles it off his knee. Got it back. Still trying to grab it. Jarabic all over him. Couldn't quite get it. Over to Myers. Fakes the three. Gets it into McInturf. Quick shot off the glass. No good. Holcomb over the back. He is just fouled out of the basketball game. Or are they going to call it on Schulte? We had two different calls. And it's going to be on Schulte. Schulte called for the foul, his third. And that will be the sixth team foul or the seventh. The sixth is correct. So Centura gets it underneath their own hoop. Grant Myers to throw it in. Up by two, 1:08 to go. Gets it into the corner to McInturf. Out between the circles to Guzman on the right side. Two dribbles, hands it to Myers. Jarabic all over him, now doubled by Schulte. Myers drives, gives it to the corner to Holcomb. Both teams in the one-on-one. Noakes drives, comes in the lane, scoop shot up and in, and he draws a foul, a chance at a three-point play. What a fourth quarter for Jackson Noakes. He hit five straight threes, and now he's got a chance at an old-fashioned three-point play. 17 of the fourth quarter for young Jackson Noakes. 61-57, the foul on Woodgate is second. 51 seconds remaining. The free throw is no good. Ball goes out of bounds off of McInturf. He's saying it went off St. Paul. He's not going to get that call. 50 seconds to go. St. Paul down four. And we've been told are out of timeout. Schulte into the front court. Myers on him. There's some contact that they'll call the foul on Grant Myers. He's upset. The official comes over and says, now don't get a technical here, son. Keep it under control. I know it's emotional. But Schulte did end up on the ground. And Grant Myers with his third foul. That'll put Schulte at the line to shoot a 1-1. He hit two earlier in the quarter. He's got 14. But every one of them now very important for St. Paul. And for Schulte on the season from the free throw line, he is a 75% shooter. Let's see if he can keep it up. It's on the way. It's in and out and back in. Woo. Rattled around, had to use the glass, and it falls for Riley Schulte. 61-58, Centura. Second free throw on the way, and in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by McInturf. Three-point game. St. Paul trying to get a stop. Myers in the backcourt finds McInturf. That's probably the guy you want to foul. To Guzman, open underneath Holcomb. He is hammered big time by Schulte. He did everything he had to do to make Holcomb earn it from the line. Riley Schulte, his fourth foul. With that pressure in the backcourt, St. Paul gave up a man, and that man was Travis Holcomb. And for Holcomb on the season, he is a 60% free throw shooter. He's 0-2 tonight. He'll get two here. First one up, and good. It's a two-possession game. 62-58. Centura has scored 26 here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw on the way, and it's good. Hit them both. 63-58. St. Paul will get it in to Jarabic. Grant at midcourt with 30 seconds. Myers all over him. Tries to find the trailer. It's Vogel. Vogel into the right-hand corner. Dumps it inside. Turnaround jumper up and in by Wyatt Stoltenberg. They don't have any timeouts. Centura got it in quickly, and a foul will be called, and Schulte just fouled out. That is not what Coach Reinsch wanted. He did not want Schulte committing his fifth foul. He's the man that can get the ball up the floor quickly for him. But Riley Schulte, going on instinct, commits his fifth personal foul. He will finish with 15 points, 9 rebounds, and leave us with 18 seconds to go in the game. Jose Guzman will be at the line to shoot the 1-1 for Centura. Guzman, a 63% free throw shooter on the season, right at about the team's average. 63-60 in a high-scoring ball game here tonight. Centura, front end of the 1-1 to make it a two-possession game. Guzman, good. The New West postgame show coming up next. These teams are, Centura, this is their highest scoring game of the year, coming off the 58-point performance against Gibbon. Looks like it's also the highest scoring game for St. Paul. Second free throw, no good. Vogel the rebound. Vogel trying to dribble it up the floor. He'll give it off to Robinson. Back to Vogel, fakes the three, takes it into the paint. He's fouled. The scoop shot goes. He can cut it to one with 9 seconds, and it stopped the clock. What a huge play, because they would not have had a timeout. The clock would have ran, would have been down to about 2 seconds. Instead, St. Paul is still alive. Vogel with 10 in the quarter, and Centura calls their final timeout with 9.5 seconds to go. It is Centura 64, St. Paul 62. Vogel has a free throw coming up for the Wildcats when we come back.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Well, St. Paul has to be drawing up their play for the next possession, because it's simple here. You make the free throw, or even if you don't, whatever happens, you foul. You hope Centura doesn't put it away from the line, which they can't do if this free throw goes in for Vogel. And then you'll push the ball up the floor because you don't have any timeouts. 9.5 seconds, though. There's still time to get this done. Centura just needs to get the job done here from the line. And don't give up an offensive rebound. Landon Vogel to shoot the three-point free throw here. Try to complete it at 64-62 Centura. Vogel's free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Holcomb, and he'll be fouled with 7.7 to go. There was some pushing underneath there. It wasn't a bad thing that Vogel missed. They've done a good job on the boards. Maybe get that offensive rebound. And we'll walk to the other end. The big story is it's two free throws, because it's the 10th foul on St. Paul. And it's up to Travis Holcomb. He could put it away right here with two free throws. The first one on the way, and it is good. It's a three-point game, 65-62. Checking in for St. Paul, Austin Helzer. St. Paul will have to hit a three. If Centura misses the free throw, would they foul? Let's find out. Holcomb can pretty much cinch it here. It's up. It is good. Holcomb hits them both. St. Paul down four without a timeout. Up the middle of the floor, they get it to Woodgate. Woodgate pulls up from about 25. It's no good. He'll get the rebound. He'll fire it at the horn. The game is over. Centura comes from 12 down to the fourth quarter to get back-to-back wins for the first time in over two seasons and win another rivalry classic here tonight. The final score, Centura 66, St. Paul 62. The records may not indicate much, but it is a meaningful, meaningful game between these two backyard rivals, St. Paul 3-13, Centura 4-12. What an exciting game here tonight. Centura ends up sweeping the doubleheader, winning the girls 53-32 and the boys 66-62. This is Doug Duda with our producer-engineer Caleb Henry. When we come back, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Stay with us here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, and Bolas.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl.
This is Lenny from Legal. You can't use the name of the game.
I said Super Bowl. You know, put soup in a bowl.
I don't understand.
During the game that shall not be named, Fanatics is serving a soup and chili buffet plus their full menu.
That sounds like a fun place to watch the Super Bowl. Oh, my bad.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl. Fanatics, north of the railroad track, Central Avenue, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
And welcome back, everyone. What an exciting boys game here tonight as we have brought you Centura St. Paul. Tonight it was the boys game that came down to the wire. Remember last year, it was St. Paul winning by 3. Tonight, Centura wins by 4, 66-62. Centura scored 30 points in the fourth quarter of play. The first 21 were on 7 three-pointers. Then they knocked down 5 free throws and a couple of ducks to win the ball game here tonight. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Let's take a look at the final numbers that we had of the basketball game tonight. And we'll start with St. Paul. Grant Jarabic hit a three-point bucket for his total. Austin Helzer, 1 point, 2 rebounds. Spencer Robinson, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Matt Hansen, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Wyatt Stoltenberg, 7 points, 4 rebounds. Riley Schulte, he is going to be a tired young man of the morning. He was all over the place. 15 points, 9 rebounds. Dylan Woodgate hit a three-pointer in the first quarter. That was his point total tonight. He had 2 rebounds. And Landon Vogel tonight, with 10 in the fourth quarter, finishes with 21 points, 15 rebounds, and 2 block shots. 22 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 in the first half, 4 of 7 in the second half. Three-point shooting for St. Paul, 3 of 9 in the first half, 6 of 13. In the second half, and that included those last 2 desperation threes on the final possession here tonight. Turnovers, 8 in each half. St. Paul had 28 points at halftime, 34 points in the second half. The Cats finished with 62 points, 36 rebounds, 7 out of 13 at the free throw line, 9 of 22 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, 16 turnovers. St. Paul falls to 3-13, and now they have to wait until Monday to play again in the play-in game in the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. St. Paul will be in action as they travel to Gibbon at 7 o'clock. Now, St. Paul and Gibbon earlier this year played on opening night, and St. Paul won that game by 10. So we'll see if they can get the victory. If they do, they would move on to play Wood River on Tuesday. We'll look at the numbers for Centura on the New West postgame show right after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Caro. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Welcome back to the New West Postgame Show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Centura scores 30 points in the fourth quarter and only had four players score in the game, but they produce a season-high total tonight with 66. And how rare is that? I mean, this is a ball club that hasn't been over 50 much. Now, they equal the total. They did score 66 in the holiday tournament win against Bertrand, so they equal that total, but it's only the third time they've been over 54 points all season long. Jose Guzman, 11 points, 3 rebounds. Tanner Rosenquist, 3 rebounds. Grant Myers, 16 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Travis Holcomb, 12 points, 7 rebounds and a block. Dylan McInturf, I had for 6 rebounds. And the man tonight, Jackson Noakes. He hit 5 consecutive 3-pointers in the fourth quarter. He had a couple back in the second. 7 threes tonight, 27 game-high points and 2 rebounds for the 5'5 sophomore. For Centura, 10 rebounds in the first half, 15 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 5 at halftime, 7 of 11 in the second half. Let me double-check that. 2 of 2, 4 of 5, that's correct, so 6 of 9, and we'll update our numbers here. Actually, 11 out of 16 from the free throw line in the game. 3-point shooting, 3 of 10 in the first half. How about 8 of 13 in the second half? Turnovers, 3 in the first half and 2 in the second half of play. Centura had 25 points at halftime. They score 41 in the second half, and the Centurions, 66 points, 25 rebounds, 11 of 16 at the free throw line, 11 of 23 from three-point land, 2 blocks, and 5 turnovers. The Centurions win back-to-back games for the first time in over 2 years, go to 4-12 with a 66-62 victory in Centura. Will stay busy. They host Fullerton, who's 9-6 on Thursday, 10-4 Ravenna on the road on Friday, and then Centura gets into the Loup Platte Conference Tournament, where they will be at Loup City to play Arcadia Loup City at 8 o'clock on Monday night. If they win that game, then they play at Adams Central in Hastings on Tuesday. We'll take a break, see if we can track down the coach, and have more on the New West Postgame Show right after this.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brems Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important to you than your family's well-being. Health Mart Pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brems provides the hometown services you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brems Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Still waiting for Coach Dave Oman to come out of the locker room. I'm sure happy times and a lot of congratulations going on with him and his players after the 66-62 come-from-behind victory tonight. Obviously a painful one for St. Paul, but that's what makes these rivalry games something special. Let's take a look at some other scores that we have for you on this Tuesday night. Girls' side, some in the conference, some in regular season. Adams Central girls beat Hastings 47-36. Axtell over Eustace Farnham 52-39. In the Centennial, Bishop Newman beat SCOTUS 60-23. Blue Hill beats Lawrence Nelson 71-38. Brady over Ansley Litchfield in conference action 41-26. Cozad over Valentine 55-27. In the Central Conference, Fairbury beat Aurora 41-35. In a top 10 matchup tonight, Freeman beat Elwood Murdoch 54-44. St. Cecilia girls in the Centennial Conference beat Grand Island Central Catholic 71-43. Kearney Catholic beat Gibbon 68-18. Lexington over Hershey 38-25. Loomis girls beat Franklin 62-43. Other girls action tonight, Ord over Wood River 58-42. Overton beat Shelton 57-24. Silver Lake over Wilcox Hildreth 47-34. It was Sutton over Sterling 54-43. And I think that is it as far as area girls games from tonight that we have in so far. On the boys' side of the Central Conference Tournament, Aurora beat Central City 60-44. It was Creed over Lakeview 54-32. Gothenburg beat Valentine 65-43. Grand Island Central Catholic boys upset, if you want to call it that, number one Columbus SCOTUS in the Centennial quarters 56-46. Loomis over Franklin 63-40. Seward beat Holdridge in the Central Conference 61-44. And in the RPAC, Southern Valley beats Bertrand tonight by a score of 62-46, plus the Nebraska men fall at Michigan tonight 58-44, the final score there. Again, here in the girls' game, it was 53-32 Centura. Centura started the game on an 18-0 run. St. Paul did get it back to 7, but no closer. 18 points for Casey Krolikowski, 14 points, 10 rebounds for Annika Gleason. In the victory for St. Paul, they were led by Maddie Fosick with 12. We'll talk with Coach Dave Oman right after this.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Melzac Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. A chance now to catch up with the victorious coach of the Centurions, Dave Oman. And coach, both these teams were looking to get back-to-back wins for the first time in quite a while. And I'll tell you what, when it's Centura St. Paul, sometimes it's the boys, sometimes it's the girls, sometimes it's both. But there's always an exciting rivalry type of game. It was 3 points last year, their favor. You've got to make a big comeback tonight. And I thought when you called a timeout 1 minute into the game, you had a special secret formula all figured out here. Well, congratulations.
I did, but he went 1-for-6 the first half. but I don't know, in the second half, he made 5 in the third quarter, that special situation.
Well, you've got some really talented young kids. I know it's tough when you're playing a lot of sophomores in there, but you wanted to get the ball, obviously, into Travis Holcomb. There was a good battle. Let's start there with him and Vogel tonight.
Well, I thought St. Paul really did a nice job on Travis. I mean, and there were times where he got the ball inside, and I think he thought he was going to get fouled, and sometimes when he didn't, you know, he didn't finish very good the first half. And I thought Vogel, God, he had a great game tonight. How many threes did he end up with?
Well, he hit three of them there in the second half to get that whole thing started.
So, I mean, and then we tried to take him out of the game the second half. You know, we tried to run a diamond and then guard him. And then Scholte kind of lit us up a little bit, too. I mean, those are two really nice players. And I thought some of the role kids really played well tonight. You know, they had some different kids come up and step and hit a three or take a shot. And like I said, we have not had a winning season here for 12 years, you know, and we're trying to change that culture a little bit. And we've had several games this year that have been close, but no cigar, you know how that is. And so I told Derek before the game, I said, one of us is going to get a win tonight. You know, we're both 3-12. But it's a big rivalry, and it's a game that I knew would be close. I was just lucky the good guys came out on top.
Well, and you could tell this had everything. I mean, both teams like to be 14-1 or something like that. But you could tell the intensity was there all night, no matter who had the lead or what the lead was. Kids diving into the crowd, on the floor, diving on basketball. I mean, kids are going to be tired tomorrow from the effort they put forth tonight.
And then we play Thursday and Friday and again Monday.
We mentioned that. You're going to need a nap.
Yeah. So and then the other thing, though, you know, this is our first win. We've had really good crowds here at Carroll and Centura, and this is the first one we've won at home this year. So, I mean, it was a lot of ways it was a great win for us.
Talk about what you had to do, what your philosophy was going into the fourth quarter. It looked like you really were trying to isolate, maybe even a little bit in the third when this lead got to about 10 for St. Paul. Let's get the ball in Grant's hands and see what he can do with it. If he can shoot, fine. If he can dish, fine. Was that what I was seeing? Was that
what we wanted to do there? You know, we do a lot of things where we pass and go away or we loop away, and we just needed to screen for him because they did a really nice job on that 1-3 chaser of theirs. And I told him, I said, we got to get him open. And then the other thing is we could not set back in a zone. We just started here in the last probably 2 or 3 weeks, started playing a little more man. And I thought in the fourth quarter we played fairly good, you know.
30 points. That forced a few turnovers in there for you. And I guess it's easy to say, hey, we're playing a little bit better because we're scoring. You're starting to score a little bit better.
Well, you know, we've had games where we had 29. I think 1 week we had 29, 31, and 33 or something like that. And, you know, when we played Gothenburg, you know, they're 6'7", 6'9", and that Graham kid is really a nice player. We were down 2, you know, about halfway through the fourth quarter. And then, you know, again, that they hit some jumpers and we didn't, but. Like I said, I think we're making progress. I think we're getting better. But then, you know, kids just need wins now and then.
What about, are you starting to see, I mean, I'm sure there was a pretty happy mood in the locker room, but with these sophomores, with these kids that you've got to play, are you starting to see the light go on a little bit?
Well, you know, one that I think has really played the last two games really well is Jose Guzman. He's a kid that he really is a good job of getting the ball inside to Travis. He's our assist leader. I think he's got about 50 this year. But then sometimes he'd be a little lackadaisical, and I think he's gotten a lot more consistent. Grant, you know, everybody's on him all the time, and I've tried to get him to slow down a little bit, be patient. I talked to him about Kyle Korver when he was at Creighton. You know, Dana played for me at Wilbur. And there was a times where people would do that to him. He may not score the first half, but he made everybody on his team better, and he still ended up with 15 or 25, you know, somewhere in that range. And we've tried to get Grant to do that. And then Travis, we've tried to get him to shoot free throws. You know, he was shooting them really well early, and he kind of slipped off, and he made some big ones tonight.
Well, Dave Ullman, before we let you out of here, you're one of the winningest coaches in the state's history, so we know that you've seen a lot of great talent over the years, whether it be A, down to maybe even some D players from time to time, but have you ever seen a little run like your sophomore Jackson Noakes made? I mean, he made 5 consecutive threes in the fourth quarter when your team is behind.
And I would say that there were about 4 of them were about 25, 26 feet.
His toes were not on the line.
I mean, no, they definitely didn't have to worry about that. But, no, that was probably one of the best I would say, quarter shooting that I've ever seen. You know, and this is my 46th year of this stuff. I'm not very smart. I still hang around and do it. I got this one here as an eighth grader. I'd like to coach a couple more years.
Well, we hope to see you around, and you got, like you said, two more games, Fullerton and Ravenna, and both have had solid seasons so far. What about getting these two games ready and making sure you're still ready for Monday?
Well, the other thing, we got a little bit of flu going through mm-hmm. here. You know, Monday we only had five that went up to Ord to play there with our C team. Our JVs, we only had six tonight. And so we're hoping that that's somewhat, you know, diminished a little bit. But Fullerton's going to be a really big game for us. We just got to worry about that one first, and then Ravenna. And like I said, we could possibly have five games in 8 days. So,
well, I'll tell you what: if you shoot the ball like you did in the fourth quarter, there's going to be a lot of people in trouble. I know.
Well,
I know that doesn't happen all the time, but it sure is fun when it does.
It's just, you know, we've had two in a row, and it's been kind of long. Last year we won five, and this year we're now at four, and you know it gets a little frustrating. But the kids have continued to work hard, and they've had a good attitude. They have a great practice attitude, you know, and. Dylan McInturf, he's a senior for us. He's done a nice job on board, and he really played well at Gibbon last week. I thought he did a fairly good job with Vogel here tonight. And, you know, my sophomores, I got three of them. Tanner Rosenquist, he's the one I started, but when I saw they were in that 1-3 chaser, which I thought they'd be, that's when I decided I better go with Noakes. And
well, it worked out tonight, and Dave, always great to see you. Hopefully we'll see you next week at conference, and go get a couple more,
okay.
Would you?
Thanks a lot. Always appreciate any time that we get an opportunity to have you in the building and work one of our games. You always do a nice job. I mean, there's a lot of times when I'm going someplace to scout. You know, you're about that time of the night, you're working a girls' game someplace, but I always turn on. Usually you're on 98.9, and my wife doesn't like that station, but, you know, I'm an old guy, and 98.9 is my station, so.
I'll take that as a ringing endorsement, though, Dave. Thanks,
okay,
buddy.
Thank you.
We'll see you next
night.
That's Dave Oman, the head coach here at Centura. They get an exciting win tonight, and that's going to wrap things up for us. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Schedule your appointment today. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Centura, the doubleheader sweep tonight in totally different fashion. The girls jump out 18-0 and then survive a St. Paul run and pull away for a 53-32 victory, while Centura comes from 12 down in the fourth quarter to win it 66-62. Jackson Noakes scoring 17 points in the fourth quarter, including five consecutive threes. Thursday, I'll have the Kearney Catholic West Point Guardian Angels girls, 7 o'clock on ESPN Radio. The number two teams in C1 and C2 will be battling at Concordia and Seward, while here on Classic Hits, it's another Lou Platt Conference doubleheader with Gibbon at Wood River. Until then, for our producer engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks to Athletic Director Nate Weaver, all the fine sponsors, and again, the final score, Centura 66, St. Paul 62. Great effort by both teams. This is Doug Duda saying good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.